Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s third quarter 2014 earnings conference call. Today, we have here with us the executives, Mr. Frank Zitterli, CEO, CFO, and IRO of the company, Mr. Thiago Baix, Chief Commercial Officer, Mr. Luciano André Merigo, Chief Operations Officer, and Mr. Gustavo Dall'Onder, Financial Manager and Investor Relations Manager. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s remarks are over, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. This conference call is being simultaneously translated into English, and questions may be asked normally by participants from abroad. Should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star O to reach an operator. This conference call is also being broadcast live on the internet via webcast and can be accessed at www.unicasamoveis.com.br/ri, where you can also download the respective presentation. Slide selection will be controlled by you. There will be a replay facility for this call soon after it comes to an end. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may also post questions to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A., and these will be answered after this conference call by the company's investor relations department. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call relative to Unicasa's business perspectives, projections, operating, and financial goals are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Unicasa and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference call over to Mr. Frank Zitterli, Unicasa's CEO, who will start the presentation. Mr. Zitterli, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, everyone. The third quarter ended with our revenue in line with that of the same period of last year. The macroeconomic scenario continues to be difficult and challenging. We remain increasingly focused on the company's core business. We continue to review our processes and budget, seeking reductions and to better allocate and optimize the resources available, always pursuing our goal to increase the profitability of the company and of our resellers. We will have another difficult quarter ahead of us, and the beginning of 2015 will be marked by adjustments to be made in the economy. Therefore, we confirm our belief in the strategies that we have been developing to improve our results given the country's economic scenario. Please go to slide five, where we see the highlights for the period. Net revenue of 63.8 million. Revenues of Delano and Favorita brands up 7.3%, 1.5% increase in the revenue of new and Casa Brasileira brands in the exclusive channel. Gross margin increased 2.3 percentage points. Surplus cash of 29.3 million. I now turn the floor to our Chief Commercial Officer, Thiago Baix, who will explain the company's sales.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to give you our revenue data, starting with slide seven. Delano and Favorita brands, exclusive and owned stores. In the third quarter, our performance was slightly higher than the average we had seen for the first six months of the year. Our gross revenue grew 7.3% from the third quarter 2013 and +5.8% year-to-date. This growth stems basically from an increase in average price in the third quarter of 7.7% compared to the third quarter 2013 and a slight retraction in modules sold. This growth of Delano Favorita in the third quarter, as Frank mentioned, these two brands are performing better than in the first 6 months of the year, but we understand that the fourth quarter will be a challenging one. Please go to slide 8, where we are going to talk about the performance of New and Casa Brasileira brands. These two brands had been going through a retraction during the first half of the year, but in the third quarter, the operations New and Casa Brasileira posted a slight increase. Gross revenues increased 1.5% vis-a-vis the third quarter of 2013. In the first 9 months of the year, down 5.8%. That fluctuation stems from an increase in the average price of 1.4% and modules sold remaining flat compared to the same period of last year. On slide 9, we have New and Casa Brasileira still, but now the multi-brand channel. As we had reported before, in a recurring fashion, the New brand shows a retraction in this channel, but it's being offset by Casa Brasileira. These two drivers took these two brands in the multi-brand segment to remain practically flat compared to the third quarter of 13. In the third quarter of 14, the gross revenue remains practically flat vis-a-vis the third quarter of 2013, but in the first 9 months of the year, down 5.5%. Modules sold and average price remained practically flat compared to the same period of last year. So far, we talked about the performance of Delano, Favorita, and New in Casa Brasileira, which we consider the core business in customized furniture for the company. Now, on slide 10, we talk about the development of additional channels, starting with Telesul Modulados. As previously reported, we decided to discontinue Telesul Modulados brand. So in the third quarter, 2014, we had a retraction of 58% in our gross revenue compared to the third quarter of 13. And this 1 million reals correspond to a phase-out process. It is the end of the process, which leads to a reduction in the 9 months of 2014 of 69.2%. This retraction of Telesul Modulados is one of the main reasons why in the consolidated figures of the company, we have kind of a flat performance for Delano, Favorita, New, and Casa Brasileira. Those improvements were offset by this reduction in performance. But this discontinuation of the line was a decision made, and we thought about it very carefully, and now we decided to concentrate on our core business. On slide 11, we have the performance of Unicasa Corporate. I'd like to remind you that this channel is one where we negotiate directly with big retail chains and big construction companies. This channel has been posting good growth along 2014, and the third quarter remained quite positive in terms of growth. The third quarter of 2014 posted practically a double result, plus 101% compared to the third quarter of 2013, and a very positive factor, 12% increase in the number of modules sold, and our average price increased, particularly due to the fact that most of the transactions in the corporate segment in the third quarter used the Delano brand and product, which has a higher ticket, a higher average price, and obviously it brings a better margin to the company. On slide 12, we see the results of our export market. Before I talk specifically about the figures, I want to explain that this segment
had been selling a lot of Telesul modulados. I mentioned before that we are discontinuing Telesul modulados, and that will impact the figures of the Telesul modulados channel and also the export market, which was exporting this product line for big department stores in Latin America. So in the third quarter 2014, gross revenue ex-IPI decreased to 60.4% from the third quarter 13, a reduction of almost 3 million reals in this segment, primarily stemming from the fact that we are no longer exporting Telesul modulados, which was the case in the third quarter 13. So, Telesul was a deficit line for the company, and it is significantly impacting our sales performance in the third quarter of this year. Please go to slide 13, where we have Unicasa consolidated data. We see a slight decrease of 0.3% in our gross revenue compared to the third quarter 13. Modules sold fell 17.7% from third quarter 13, but average price increased 21.2% when we consolidate all the data. On slide 14, we can see our sales and distribution channels. In this third quarter of 14, we had a reduction of 25 points of sale, exclusive points of sale, 692 down to 667 stores. However, this was offset. We had another 26 points of sale in the multi-brand channel. Please go to slide 15, where we break down our store network so that you can understand the movement between the brands. Delano and Favorita had a reduction of 15 units, 304 stores down to 289 stores. But New and Casa Brasileira had a reduction of 10 points of sale from the second quarter to the third quarter of 2014, quarter on quarter. I now turn the floor back to Gustavo de Londres, who will continue with our executive summary. Thank you, Tiago. Good afternoon, everyone. Please go to slide 16. Here we can see the economic and financial performance of Unicasa. Net of our decision to discontinue the Telesul Modulados brand, our revenue grew slightly in this third quarter, 1.5%, and posted a 0.1% increase year-to-date. The company's total net revenue was down 0.6% in the quarter and 3.3% year-to-date. Our gross margin was up 2.3 percentage points in this quarter and up 1.5 percentage point year-to-date. Our net margin was 3.6% in the quarter and 5.8% year-to-date. On slide 17, please, we present our gross margin in the period and year-to-date. In this quarter, we had reductions in general manufacturing expenses, particularly depreciation expenses, which contributed to this margin increase in the period. And there was an increase in sales in our own stores, which have a higher margin of contribution. On slide 18, operating expenses grew by around 2.8 million reals in the quarter. This variation stems primarily from expenses coming from provisions, our own stores, and the amortization of commercial locations. As for expenses reductions in this quarter, we can highlight a reduction in advisory expenses and in Telesul Modulados variable expenses. On slide 19, we see the impact of the factors previously mentioned on our net result, which was 2.3 million reals, down 19.2% compared to the same quarter of last year. EBITDA on slide 20 reached 2.9 million reals, down 34.6% relative to the third quarter of 2013. I now turn the floor over to the operator to start the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2.
As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Mr. Guilherme Lanzoni over the web. He asks, good afternoon, everyone. I would like you to comment on a recent partnership that you established with Via Varejo. What is your expectation and what is the expected impact? Can it be very relevant to Unicasa? This is Thiago Baix speaking. To answer your question, Guilherme, when we decided to discontinue Telasul Modulados, well, Telasul was the product line that we would sell to big retailers. And we went through a phase out of that product line. And in this conference call, we mentioned that it had a negative impact on our revenue. But in the process of discontinuation of this product line, we established with some retailers a possibility of building a relationship to provide them with a different product line. In other words, provide to these retailers a product line that belongs to our core business that has to do with our production facilities. And this would be our goal. That would be the planned products. And in this process, Via Varejo showed interest also in increasing their offering of furniture. And since then, we've been trying to build joint processes. Logistics, contracts, training. As we speak, we are running a pilot project with Via Varejo. We are operating with a Unicasa store, 24 square meters. And this pilot project should be expanded to 11 operations. We are at the moment with just 2 operations. But Guilherme, this is a process that is being dealt with as a pilot project so far. At this point, Unicasa and Via Varejo too cannot really come to a conclusion and define whether this process is going to go ahead. And if we do go ahead with the project, we cannot tell yet what is the expected revenue and profitability for Unicasa. So at this point, we are really, say, down to earth. We are focusing on the execution and analysis of this pilot project so that we can come to a more definite assessment of the impacts and the results. These will probably be known, Guilherme, in March of next year. In the way the pilot project was designed, the results will need to be assessed by ourselves and by Via Varejo, and probably in March we'll make a joint decision whether we will go ahead with the project and expand it to a higher number of stores. And if so, we could perhaps disclose an expected revenue and profitability or not. It's possible that in March we'll conclude that the project does not match the characteristics of a big retailer like Via Varejo. So this is the current status of this project between Unicasa and Via Varejo. Our next question comes from the web again by Mr. Paulo Dias, Ideal Investimentos. The operation of own stores shows a substantial margin differential. Would it mean that you're considering having more own stores? Talking about our own stores, and you can see this in the information that we communicated today, our own stores do generate a higher revenue and contribute more in terms of gross margin. And it's quite a relevant contribution. On the other hand, our own stores also put pressure on our expenses. Right now, we have a very positive generation of contracts with end customers. However, the recognition of our revenues coming from our own stores, that revenue is only posted when we deliver the product and when we can actually post the revenues. So at this point, we are still evaluating this project because it is not totally established in terms of revenue generation and expense generation. It's been about 4 months since we opened our last own store, which is a store located in República do Líbano Avenue in São Paulo. So we do not have enough maturity in the process to define whether we should increase the number of own stores. But thinking on the operational side, it will be very hard to expand the number of own stores. We're still consolidating the results so that we can make a decision about these 6 own stores. Now, expanding this model is not something that we will do for operating reasons. It is really difficult to manage these stores at a distance, and they are spread in the Brazilian market. Our next question also comes from a web participant, Mr. Guilherme Lanzoni, Real Investor. The question is, if you'll allow me to ask another question, given the net cash position that the company has, it is a comfortable position, are you considering to pay out more dividends or are you planning to buy back shares? This is Frank speaking. Yes, we intend to distribute at least the results for this year. And as for share buyback, this program is not mature, but yes, we are considering it for next year. Our next question comes from Mr. Daniel Alberini, CTM Investimentos. Hello, good afternoon. Thiago or Frank, could you tell us a little bit about sales performance in October, since the third quarter was still kind of chaotic? Still, we see a slightly better, slightly more favorable scenario for the fourth quarter. Could you elaborate? This is Frank. Well, my friend, we cannot tell you about the fourth quarter yet. Okay, thank you. Our next question comes from the web, Mr. Guilherme Vicente, Real Investor. The question is, good afternoon. Could you comment on the fourth quarter, and what about your expectations for 2015? Well, this question is in keeping with the previous one. We will not be speaking about the fourth quarter, and we will not be speaking about next year. Our next question comes from the web, asked by Mr. Santiago Santos from Gotcha Comercio de Exportaciones y Closet. How can you explain the reduction in the multi-brand from 2,850 to 669 stores on slide 14? Well, to explain this variation, the volume of distribution of 2,852, we had points of sale that were selling the Telesul Modulados product line. From the second quarter of 2014, when we decided to discontinue that line of product, we obviously suppressed this product line and we stopped the transactions with these points of sale. Our next question comes from the web, Mr. Santiago Santos from Gotcha, Comercios de Exportação Enclosure. What is the EBITDA distribution and net result for each one of the business lines, please? We do not break down this information in detail. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Daniel Alberini, CTM Investimentos. Could you please comment on those Reclame Aqui process, assembly processes? What about these claims? Are they being reduced compared to last year and the first half of this year, and what can we expect looking forward? And if you could talk about expenses with retailers. Daniel, to answer your question broadly, the moment that we feel this retraction in distribution, we have been substantially changing the way we see the business, with a smaller focus on quantity and a higher focus on quality. When we translate that into distribution channels, when we translate that into profiles of resellers, the result is that there was a quantitative reduction. If you compare the data that we are reporting today, revenues of Delano and Favorita growing against a decreasing distribution. So we see that there is a substantial increase in productivity and in the Unicasa distribution. Now, why am I saying all this? Because it is an asset that is helping us have fewer stores closing. We have better resellers now. They're healthier resellers. And this is the key success factor for us to have a reduction in the number of complaints, Reclame Aqui, and a reduction in consumer service expenses. Because this is what corresponds to Unicasa delinquency. because we have a very consolidated process in the way we collect the bills. But if a reseller does not fully fulfill their promises to the end consumer, that's when we pay a price. Now, these complaints have been reduced. We have more and more network monitoring, a reduction in Reclame Aqui complaint here, and we will end 2014 with a result regarding this basket of contingencies, which is lower than what we had in the end of 2013. And most likely in 2015, we will take further steps forward to qualify our dealers' network and to improve these indicators. Thank you. Our next question comes from the web. Mr. Paulo Dias, Ideal Investimentos. And the question is, the reduction in the total number of stores, is it something planned to reposition the brands, or does it result from market conditions and because there are new entrants in the market? I think that this is connected to the previous question and answer. But practically today, 90% of this retraction, this store purging, was led by Unicasa, particularly in Delano, and also a good deal in Favorita brand. These are more mature operations. These stores are the destination of the end customer. So when you become the brand of choice, you need less capillarity. This was mentioned before. We had a change in our growth driver. We want to have focus more on quality over quantity. So the store purging movement closed small operations that obviously we cannot visualize here because they are translated in quantities. But the purging occurred in small markets with small stores. And to offset the store closing movement, we opened stores that are qualitatively important. In quantity terms, we had a substantial reduction. We might have a quantitative number of stores which is lower over time. Obviously, we won't be purging more stores at such a high pace, but a good deal of the purging movement was led, was organized, and was planned by the company. Now, not totally, of course, because in some locations, particularly in the São Paulo market, we do see some more difficulties. The macroeconomic scenario, which is quite adverse, has led to some store closing, and that would not be part of the strategic plan of the company. So we cannot say that we didn't close any stores that was not planned. That's not the case. The market is quite harsh, quite difficult. But when we look at the intensity of store closing here, 90% of those stores that were closed were chosen to be closed by the company. And this was mentioned a year ago, that we would start a store purging process. This is an operation that we designed, and we are getting close to our ultimate goal in this process. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Frank Zitali to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir. I would like to thank you all for joining our conference call. For more information, please contact our IR department. I wish you all a good day and thank you very much. That does conclude Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis SA's conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day and thank you for using Chorus Call.